So Erin rang 000 4 a.m. yesterday because her daughter was having massive trouble breathing. And you spoke to Bridie, the control center officer. And Bridie, we just played your call on the radio. Do you hear yourself back very often, hear your calls back?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, sometimes we do have to listen back to our calls, but I hate hearing my own voice, so
you sounded
I try
amazing.
Not to.
You sounded absolutely amazing.
I tell you, your voice was incredible at 4 a.m. yesterday morning, Bridie, so thank you so much. You're amazing.
Oh, that's okay. You did really well. You did good.
I'm not generally a calm, under pressure person. Like, I'm generally... Well, maybe I am, but I would have thought I would have panicked more. Like, I don't really remember it that much, but listening back, I thought I was, you know, calmer than I would have thought
how many,
I would have been.
How many people do panic, Bridie? Do many people, you know, what percentage are hard to even understand?
I mean, it's probably a little bit less than you would think it would be, but yeah, you do get that. Like hysteria on the phone quite
goodness,
a bit.
Yeah.
And it's, it is hard because you never know how you're going to react to that situation until you're in there. So, and we know that. So,
how long have you been
trying our best?
How long have you been doing it, Bridie?
I've only been there for a year.
Wow.
What did you do beforehand?
I was a travel agent for 10 years.
Ah, so kind of post COVID.
Yeah, it was time for a career change for sure. But yeah, so a bit different.
Now, Bridie, with you, as soon as Erin rang and you heard that her daughter couldn't breathe, do you go straight away, we'll get an ambulance to you? Is that what you do on most calls or how does that work?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, we just have to get the address first. That's probably the main thing. So we get the address. And then depending on the level of the call, the ambulances can be dispatched straight away or we need a few more questions answered first before we send the ambulance just to sort of gauge, I guess, how quick we need to respond.
Yeah. And that was the thing. And I said this yesterday in that I kind of second guessed whether or not I should call. But then, you know, when your child can't breathe properly, you can't, you know, I just did it, but I'm so conscious because I work in the media of the fact that you guys get smashed a lot with calls that really could either be to a doctor or just not made at all. And so we wanted to use this as a way for you guys to maybe spread the message as to what warrants a call and what doesn't.
Yeah, well, your call definitely warranted a call. You know, breathing difficulties is definitely something that you should call the ambulance for.
Yeah.
You know, it's just when there is a non-medical emergency, it just holds up the line for those calls like your one.
And, is there any any ridiculous calls that you can remember that people have rung about?
They're every day, but they sort of give you something to laugh about sometimes. Like you get calls that's like people are trying to find their remote controls or their AirPods.
Well, actually, the AirPods. Bridie, I only rang once about that, and I swear I had them, and then they were gone.
Do you hang up on people sometimes, Bridie? Like, you know, like when I get a call from someone I know is a, you know, a scammer, and I just hang up. Do you ever just hang up, or do you have to go through a certain procedure?
No, there's certain procedures. I mean, sometimes I'd probably like to hang up, but no, we're not going to hang up on you.
Yeah.
But there's just certain procedures that we have to do to sort of, we have to take the call seriously anyway. So we've got to go through it.
I just saw a story actually about it. Victoria, a child couldn't breathe and the call went unanswered because the lines were so busy and so full. And I know they've got their own issues in Victoria with healthcare, but we are very lucky here in New South Wales to have you on board and the whole team. So thank you so much, Bridie, for everything you did. It was amazing.
No, that's all right. You did really well. You kept your cool and we got there in the end. So I'm just glad Eliza's okay.
Oh, thank you. You're so sweet. Thank you so much.
You must be exhausted at the end of a shift, are you?
Well, that one kind of woke me up. That was because I was good. I was feeling a bit tired at 4 a.m. and then I got that call. So I was like,
"You're welcome." Well,
did you know it was Erin Molan? Did you?
Yeah. No, I didn't. I didn't at all. Oh, not until the boss rang me yesterday.
That's really hurt, Erin.
That's actually really. I thought I was upset about what happened, but now I'm actually even worse. That's awful.
Bridie,
thanks so much, Bridie.
Thank you so much. And if you're unsure or need general health advice, there is a number you can call. So 1-800-022-222. Use that if it's not an emergency. Keep those 000 lines clear.
Definitely don't call 000 to try to work out whether they know who you are.
I just remembered one other thing, Bridie, that I said to you on the line that was probably superfluous to need. I think you asked if there was someone to open the door. And I think I said, well, no, because my partner and I, well, last year we split up. It was like, why do I tell people so much?
You don't have to do it.
I know, but I don't know why I did, but thank you.